Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 5, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ATM Coin founders ordered to pay $4.25 million for fraud. Coca-Cola supply chain firm expands blockchain effort to 70 partners. Binance's DEX now supports AML compliance via CipherTrace. Decentralized storage startup Storage to end token conversion program. Investor lawsuit argues Ripple still has to answer over ongoing XRP sales. Stellar's foundation just destroyed half the supply of its Lumens cryptocurrency. Tradewind, Canadian mint to verify origins of precious metals on blockchain. U.S. startup raising $10 million for private jets you can lease with crypto. Bitcoin keeps failing at this key price hurdle. The Bitcoin rich list has grown 30% in the last year, but why? Chinese regulator investigates firm's blockchain efforts amid stock surge. Now let's get started. ATM Coin founders ordered to pay $4.25 million for fraud. In a U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission-led case, a court has fined another cryptocurrency investment scheme for fraud and misappropriating client funds. According to a CFTC news release from Friday, the District Court for the Eastern District of New York ordered a fine of $4.25 million against Blake Harrison Contour and Nathan Mullins plus four firms including Bluebit Bank, Bluebit Analytics, Mercury Cove and G. Thomas Client Services. The order included a civil monetary payment penalty against Contour and the firms for $2.5 million, while Mullins received a penalty of $300,000. Contour and Mullins were further ordered to hand over ill-gotten gains of $515,759 and $89,574, respectively. The CFTC first filed the case against Contour and his associates in April 2018 for fraud involving binary options, a financial product giving a fixed monetary outcome or none at all, and the cryptocurrency ATM coin. Under the scheme, the defendants used in-house software to alter the outcome of binary options in favor of the firm, Bluebit Bank. Investor funds were also transferred into the worthless crypto, which Contour and Mullins told investors was worth substantial sums of money. The CFTC said the defendants further persuaded customers to deposit money in accounts in the island nation of St. Kitts and Nevis, increasing the difficulty of tracking such investments. Although the defendants are ordered to pay restitution to victims, the CFTC noted they may not hold assets equal to the stated order. Coca-Cola supply chain firm expands blockchain effort to 70 partners. The IT firm behind Coca-Cola's bottle manufacturing supply chain processes looks to be getting a taste for blockchain technology. Coke One North America, Kona, says its pilot project with software provider SAP is now set to be expanded from 2 to 70 of the manufacturers that deliver the 160,000 bottles Coca-Cola shops daily, Business Insider reported on Tuesday. The blockchain project promises to improve distribution for the participants, as all manufacturers can access a permissioned blockchain containing each other's orders, capabilities, and requirements. For example, if a bottle maker is short of stock for a looming order, the network quickly provides options for filling shortfall. Kona told Buy it hopes to reduce order reconciliation days from weeks to just days. There are a number of transactions that are cross-companies and multi-party that are inefficient, they go through intermediaries, they are very slow, senior manager at Coke One North America Andrei Semyonov told Buy. And we felt that we could improve this and save some money. The pilot program's initial positive results meant not only more bottles shipped, but more companies coming to SAP's platform, as per the report. Semyonov said that Kona has its eyes set on working with commerce giants Walmart and Target as a result, though scaling to work with those firms' supply chains would be a difficult undertaking, he noted. What we achieved here with blockchain is creating a document flow across the supply chain, said Torsten Zube, head of SAP's Innovation Center network. Coca-Cola's prime competitor PepsiCo also conducted a blockchain trial that the firm claimed in May had raised efficiency by 28%. Dubbed Project Proton, the supply chain trial was run on Zilliqa's blockchain platform. Binance's DEX now supports AML compliance via CipherTrace. Binance chain transactions are now traceable by CipherTrace. The world's largest cryptocurrency exchange by trading volume announced Tuesday it would utilize CipherTrace's intelligence tools, bringing anti-money laundering analysis and support to its self-developed blockchain, which is both the foundation for the Binance DEX, decentralized exchange, and home to the exchange's BNB token. CipherTrace said in a press release that it would support institutional-grade AML controls for clients, continuing a long-standing partnership between the two firms. Binance announced in April that it would integrate CipherTrace technology to track on-chain funds and problematic user wallet addresses. More recently, Binance said it was evaluating CipherTrace's solution to the recent Financial Action Task Force (FATF) recommendations for having exchanges implement the so-called travel rule. FATF formally published its guidance in June, asking national authorities to force crypto exchanges dubbed virtual asset service providers to maintain know-your-customer information for both senders and recipients of transactions, and pass that information to other entities. Binance Chief Compliance Officer Samuel Lim said in a statement that Tuesday's news is positive for the Binance chain community. Our users can soon expect more digital token asset support across our fast-growing ecosystem and lines of businesses, he said, adding, while we constantly strengthen our compliance and security controls to align with global regulatory standards, we stay true to our roots of being user-centric. This partnership with CipherTrace would ultimately encourage greater community involvement, developer participation and public interest in Binance chain and pave the way for larger mainstream adoption. In another announcement from Binance Tuesday, the exchange said it's open sourcing its implementation of a technology aimed to allow crypto startups to more securely manage private keys. Binance's Threshold Signature Scheme Library for Elliptic Curve Digital Signature Algorithm, it says, will enable wallet providers and custodians to avoid single points of failure in private keys with distributed key management. Decentralized Storage Startup Storage to End Token Conversion Program. Holders of Decentralized Storage Startup Storage Labs Early SJCX token need to act soon to avoid losing their investments. The firm announced Tuesday that its long-running token conversion program in which it swaps users' SJCX tokens, built on the Counterparty blockchain, to the newer Ethereum-based storage token will end on January 1, 2020. The firm said the number of conversions have been sufficiently low over the past 6 months to justifying the decision. The conversion period was originally set to end in mid-2018, but this period was extended for users who hadn't made the swap. Any remaining tokens held to fund the conversion program will be moved over to the Storage General Reserve after the closing date, the company explained. Storage's tokens are used to incentivize those with spare computer storage to store and protect its enterprise users' files. The token conversion began 2 years ago when Storage announced its intention to migrate its decentralized cloud storage service to the Ethereum blockchain. At the time, users could convert their tokens on a one-to-one basis. In its announcement, STOI said shift to Ethereum meant lower transaction fees for storage holders, as well as improved security and programmatic payments. CEO Sean Wilkinson previously told CoinDesk that reasons for the move also included the larger user network on Ethereum and the lack of development on the Counterparty network. Investor lawsuit argues Ripple still has to answer over ongoing XRP sales. Ripple's argument that an XRP holder waited too long to file suit has no precedent, a new legal filing claims. Bradley Sostak, the plaintiff in a putative class action lawsuit, said Ripple's statute of repose a three-year period where victims can claim alleged wrongdoing does not immunize the defendant from securities laws due to the ongoing sales of XRP. In a new legal filing made public late on Monday, SoSTEC claimed Ripple's monthly sale of XRP out of escrow constitutes ongoing securities sales, as submitted in his response to Ripple's motion to dismiss from September. SoSTEC is the court-designated lead plaintiff in a long-standing legal battle with Ripple and its CEO Brad Garlinghouse, based on claims the payments startup violated U.S. securities laws by selling XRP to the general public and promising that the token's value would spike. The plaintiff is claiming he lost $118,100 through his XRP investment, according to an August filing. Leaning on court precedent, SoSTEC said the defense relies on an out-of-circuit decision which cannot be squared with the Supreme Court's more recent holding that the statute of repose runs from the defendant's last culpable act, the securities offering. The response states, defendants have failed to cite any case and indeed, no court has found that liability for multiple offerings have been barred by the statute of repose. The lawsuit was first filed early last summer. SoSTEC and his attorneys, law firms Sussman Godfrey and Taylor Copeland Law, then filed an amended class action complaint in August 2019, relating Ripple's alleged actions to the standards set out by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) in its crypto asset framework in claiming that XRP is a security. Ripple sidestepped the question of whether XRP is a security entirely in its response, instead arguing that the plaintiff had failed to file a suit within the statute of repose and that had failed to file a complaint under law. While the complaint alleged that the cryptocurrency XRP is a security, it is unlikely that this question will be resolved during the ongoing proceedings, according to legal experts. Ripple must respond to the new filing by December 4, with oral arguments expected to commence January 15. Stellar's foundation just destroyed half the supply of its Lumens cryptocurrency. Mexico City, the Stellar Development Foundation has burned 55 billion of its XLM tokens, over half the cryptocurrency supply, CEO Donnell Dixon announced from the stage of the Stellar Meridian conference Monday. Previously, there had been 105 billion XLM in existence, with 20 billion in circulation. With this burn, the supply has shrunk to 50 billion. We didn't start by wanting to burn. We started by asking, what do we need? Dixon told the room of roughly 200 attendees. As much as we wanted to use the Lumens that we held, it was very hard to get them into the market. The organization decided instead it was better to project how much it could actually use over a 10-year period and calibrate to that number. To derive a plan from an arbitrary number serves no purpose, Dixon said. The news was greeted warmly by the crowd, many of whom likely own the token. One participant in the packed room stood up and asked everyone to give Dixon a round of applause, which they did. In the hour following the announcement, XLM's price jumped about 14%, to 8 cents, according to data provider Nomix. Dixon told CoinDesk that she couldn't anticipate how the crypto market might react, saying, "I don't know. I really just don't have a sense at all of what the market response is. From my standpoint, it's how the ecosystem feels about it. We got a lot of positive response from the ecosystem because we are right-sizing what the foundation has and the foundation holds. The foundation now controls 30 billion XLM, divided into several buckets. It has 12 billion XLM in the Direct Development Fund, formerly called Operations, to support the organization. In ecosystem support it has 2 billion XLM remaining, 1 billion for currency support, and 1 billion for infrastructure grants. Stellar has 10 billion XLM set aside to make investments, with 2 billion XLM for new products, and 8 billion XLM in its enterprise fund. Finally, under user acquisition, the foundation has 6 billion XLM, 2 billion for marketing Stellar and 4 billion for in-app promotions. The supply of XLM is fixed now because the community of token holders voted to discontinue inflation on October 28. SDF will not burn any additional Lumens, Stellar said in a blog post. Tradewind, Canadian mint to verify origins of precious metals on blockchain. Tradewind Markets, a blockchain-powered gold trading platform backed by stock trading firm IEX, has developed and launched a system for stablecoin issuers on its platform to track the provenance of their precious metals. Tradewind is taking its shot at stopping counterfeit gold seals and helping precious metals investors find metals that are produced responsibly. Designed with the Royal Canadian Mint, Tradewind Origins tracks the geography and name of the mine as well as under what standards the metal was produced. If you are a miner who produces responsible metal, once the bank buys the metal, it loses its identity, Tradewind Chief Executive Michael Albanese told CoinDesk. That bank sells it to a wholesaler network down to a corporation. That miner is challenged to be able to advertise its metal. For the first time ever, the miner that produces responsibly is going to be able to tag their metal to advertise it to downstream buyers. Tradewind's history with blockchain began in 2016 when it set out to create more transparency in the gold exchange process with the technology. In March 2018, the firm launched its Vault Chain platform, which served as an authoritative record of title for precious metals ownership at the Mint. In April, Albanese left his position as global head of collateral management at JP Morgan to lead the startup. Gold-backed coins are popular in the crypto community, where many see Bitcoin as a better version of gold. With gold suffering from a counterfeiting crisis, tracking the provenance on blockchain has become necessary and gold crypto funds have proliferated in the marketplace. In September, Paxos launched a gold-backed crypto asset. Infinigold unveiled a digital token backed by gold certificates from the Perth Mint in Australia in August. Earlier this year, four Iranian banks developed a gold-backed cryptocurrency called Payman amidst reports that Iran was looking into a cryptocurrency to evade sanctions. Tradewind Origins beefs up the company's service of helping other companies develop precious metal-backed stablecoins. The Mint, Tradewind and the Miner are the only three participants with nodes on the platform with no information being recorded to the blockchain by the Miner unless the Mint and Tradewind confirm it. Tradewind aims to address the environmental, social and corporate governance standards that first affected equity and bond investing and are now important to investors in precious metals, Albanese said. You have corporations and jewelers that want to reduce reputational risk and their customers are interested in knowing that what they're buying was produced responsibly in accordance with ESG principles, Albanese said. If you're a fund manager, asset manager, a sovereign institution or a mutual fund, you're also concerned about this because you want to make sure that what you're buying is adhering to ESG standards. U.S. startup raising $10 million for private jets you can lease with crypto. Jet Token is raising up to $10 million in a regulation offering for its Ethereum-powered private jet leasing marketplace where travelers can pay for charters using ERC-20 tokens. Private charter flights, a travel option for people willing to pay for more than a business class seat, is a lively industry in the U.S. with substantial ticket prices. A flight from New York City to Miami would cost $15,000 on a charter. Adding tokens as a form of payment would make the purchase process more flexible and allow for faster booking confirmation of air charter flights, particularly on weekends and holidays coincident with periods of peak travel demand, Jet Token said in a statement. According to the General Aviation Manufacturers Association's data, there are 14,217 business jets in the U.S., making the country a leader in the industry. However, only 2,876 of them are available for charter booking. Jet Token's thesis is that rich travelers could get access to more options if the market was managed more effectively. Its pitch to airplane owners and travelers, aircraft owners would achieve higher revenue per seat mile by filling an otherwise empty plane, and travelers would achieve access to on-demand travel at a lower average cost because of greater market transparency and price discovery. Eye on the SEC. The company, founded in July 2018, would compete with TurkeyJet, Inc., which is building a similar service and became the first crypto company that managed to secure a no-action letter from the SEC this April, while Jet Token decided to pursue more traditional fundraising for its raise. Jet Token hopes to piggyback the SEC decision on Turnkey and follow the same principles to avoid getting their future tokens deemed securities, for example, in that the tokens would not be used to fund the development of the platform nor presented as having a profit potential. We intend to operate in full compliance with the SEC's guidance in the Turnkey Jet, Inc. No Action Letter dated April 3, 2019, and any future refinements to that guidance in the future, so that U.S. federal securities laws will not apply to the offer, sale and any resale of JET tokens, JET tokens filing with the SEC reads. As for the tokens, the platform is currently in development and is not yet operational, JET Token says, and it's not clear yet when the tokens, based on the Ethereum blockchain, will be issued. Potential clients will be able to buy the tokens for cash or cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin in particular. Apps and JETs. JET Token said it had already launched an initial version of its iOS app in September and is planning to ship the version with built-in crypto payments by the end of this year. The company will serve as a broker for booking flights, and also operate its own reserve fleet of aircrafts, which can be used if a flight booked by a client gets cancelled or delayed. The filing said the company negotiated terms with Honda Aircraft Company for 4 Honda jets and with Gamma Aviation for the maintenance, management and operation of our leased aircraft. According to JET Token's recent SEC filing, the company is led by Mike Winston, principal at Sutton View Capital, as a founder, executive chairman and treasurer. The CEO is George Mernon, who previously chaired several aviation-related companies, the last being Imperial Jet private charter broker. Bitcoin keeps failing at this key price hurdle. View. A four-month falling trendline proved a tough nut to crack during the Asian trading hours and reversed Bitcoin's rise from $9,200 to $9,500. The outlook, however, would turn bearish only below the 200-day average support at $9,127. The pullback from $9,500 to $9,200 lacked volume support and could be short-lived. A high-volume UTC close above $9,470 is needed to confirm an upside break of the multi-month falling trendline and open the doors for $13,880 2019 high. Acceptance below the 200-day MA would weaken the immediate bullish. The resulting sell-off to $8,500, if any, will likely be transient. Bitcoin's BTC struggle for a bullish breakout continues with a falling trendline capping gains for the fifth time in 11 days. The top cryptocurrency is currently trading in the red near $9,300 on Bitstamp, having faced rejection near $9,470. The resistance of the trendline connecting June 26 and August 6 highs during the Asian trading hours. The four-month trendline sloping downwards from the 2019 high of $13,880 first came into play on October 26. On that day, prices clocked a high of $10,350 but failed to print a UTC close above the resistance line. Similar price action was seen on the following 2 days and on Monday when prices rose from $9,200 to a one-week high of $9,586 but failed to beat the trendline hurdle. The repeated failure to scale the multi-month downtrend line may force some investors to question the sustainability of the recent rise from five-month lows below $7,500. However, such fears may be premature, as prices are still holding above the 200-day MA support, a barometer of long-term market trends, as seen in the chart below. BTC is again struggling to get past the descending trendline, currently at $9,470. Even so, it is early to call a bearish reversal, as the 200-day MA support at $9,127 is intact. The average has been restricting downside since October 30, having worked as resistance multiple times in the 16 days to October 11. All in all, BTC is being squeezed between the long-term average support and the falling trendline resistance. A high-volume UTC close above $9,470 is needed to confirm an upside break of the falling trendline. That would imply a resumption of the bull market from lows near $4,100 seen at the beginning of April and open the doors for resistance at $13,880. On the downside, acceptance below the long-held 200-day MA support at $9,127 will likely invite stronger selling pressure, leading to a drop to $8,500. A bullish breakout looks likely, as the cryptocurrency tends to pick up a strong bid 6 months ahead of reward halving, as discussed last week. Note that the recent pullback from $10,350 lacked volume support. Essentially, it represents a bull breather and could be reversed. BTC jumped from $9,273 to $9,586 in the 60 minutes to 2200 Coordinated Universal Time on Monday with buying volume, green bar, hitting the highest level since October 31. Indeed, the spike has been erased with prices falling to $9,165 a few hours ago but with weak trading volumes. Therefore, the possibility of BTC rising back to highs near $9,600 cannot be ruled out. The Bitcoin Rich List has grown 30% in the last year, but why? The Bitcoin Rich List, or the number of addresses holding more than 1,000 BTC, has grown in the past 12 months, possibly reflecting an influx of high net worth investors. The metric has registered growth of 30% since September 2018, according to Coinmetrics data. Even when adjusted to exclude addresses known to belong to exchanges, the figure shows a similar surge. At press time, 2,148 addresses contain more than 1,000 bitcoins, amounting to just 0.01% of all Bitcoin addresses, as per BitInfo Chart's Bitcoin Rich List. As seen in the fever line chart above, the list has witnessed a near 90-degree rise over the last 12 months. Investor and analyst Willy Wu believes the list has expanded mainly due to increased investor participation in the market. The two options are we have high net worth investors coming in or it could be cold storage practice at the exchanges and custody solutions. The latter explanation cannot be ruled out, but it does not coincide with other data we have on the timing of when supply increased at these entities. For now, I am going with the first explanation. Note that BTC fell from $6,400 to $3,100 in the final quarter of 2018 and experienced investors may have taken advantage of the price dip to snap up the top cryptocurrency on the cheap, leading to the rise in the addresses with more than 1,000 bitcoins. Other observers, however, are not convinced that the number of individuals with 1,000-plus BTCs has increased. After all, an individual can move 50,000 bitcoins from a single wallet to 50 different wallets for custody purposes. Also, a cryptocurrency exchange like Binance holds bitcoins belonging to millions of users and can store coins in different wallets. It's mostly the exchanges, both the amount of BTC held in exchanges and the number of exchanges, custodians have been growing, trader Alex Kruger told CoinDesk. He noted that on-chain transaction volume in BTC terms has been relatively flat since September 2018, a sign the rich list is possibly increasing due to exchanges, which tend to have low on-chain transaction frequency. For instance, top addresses have fewer withdrawals compared to deposits and could, therefore, be exchanges' cold or offline wallets. While trading volume is the lifeblood of exchanges, it is not necessarily reflected on-chain, since these companies may internally debit or credit client addresses without executing a transaction on the public ledger. That said, it is not possible to know for sure whether a given address within frequent transactions is an exchange or a whale. Further, as shown in the chart below, if you take out known exchange addresses, the rich list still grew by almost 30% over the 12-month period, to more than 2,100 addresses, pretty much the same rate as for all addresses. This supports Wu's interpretation that the influx of high net worth individuals was a primary reason for the rise in addresses with more than 1,000 bitcoins. One more possible reason for the rise could be the distribution of ownership over time, according to Chao Wang, director of product at crypto data source Messari. In the beginning it was Satoshi, then a few early miners, who owned all the Bitcoin. But over time their share decreased and other people entered the market, Wang said. Looking forward, both wealthy investors and exchanges may continue to drive the rise in the number of rich addresses. With the next mining reward having a historically price bullish event due in 6 months, new investors may enter the market. Also, trading volumes at the backed Bitcoin futures exchange, which needs to store Bitcoin for its physically delivered futures, are increasing. Recently, futures volume jumped by more than 250% to $11 million. The exchange, a subsidiary of Intercontinental Exchange, is set to launch options on futures on December 8. Chinese regulator investigates firm's blockchain efforts amid stock surge. An obscure porcelain and education firm is under investigation by a top Chinese regulator after it became one of the most sought-after blockchain stocks last week. Guangdong Great Wall Group, whose stock price soared for 5 consecutive days last week after Chinese President Xi Jinping praised blockchain technology, said Monday it was under investigation by the China Securities Regulatory Commission, CSRC. The investigation comes as the government appeals for rational investments in Chinese blockchain and fintech firms. Great Wall Group, which started off as a creative porcelain firm in 1996, disclosed details about 6 blockchain projects in its 2018 annual report, but investigators have questioned whether this blockchain push is genuine in light of its recent stock bump. According to the firm's filing with the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, investigators are looking at potential violations of information disclosure regulations. According to the Securities Law of the People's Republic of China, the committee of CSRC has decided to open an investigation against the firm, the filing said. The firm received an earlier request from Kynext, a Nasdaq-style board for the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, on October 28, asking the firm to explain how its businesses are related to the blockchain industry, according to a separate filing. Kynext required more elaborate explanations on the 6 research and development projects that firm claimed were related to blockchain, out of 50 projects listed in the 2018 annual report, according to the filing. The exchange wants to know more details, including the project's background, cycles, amounts of investment, research team and specific use cases. It also asked profits generated from the projects and how much the realized profits and revenue from the projects affect the firm's total profits and revenue over the last year and the first 3 quarters of 2019. According to the firm's response in the filing, 2 of the 6 projects are being developed by its internet training subsidiary Geo Education, which plans to establish a cryptocurrency ecosystem based on its yet-to-be-developed OK Angel coin software. The 2 projects have not had any impact on our revenue or profits yet, the firm said. The other 4 are from its recently acquired education wing, Emerald Education Group. We have lost control over Emerald Education, Great Wall Group said in a June filing with the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, adding, "The subsidiary no longer provides any financial statements and reports to us, therefore we are not able to explain how Emerald Education is related to the blockchain technology." Great Wall Group filed a lawsuit against Emerald Education Group regarding equity transfer disputes in August. "We have been unable to control the decision-making process in terms of its recruitment and funds due to resistance from Emerald's core management team," the firm said in the filing. Neither Great Wall Group's semi-annual or third quarter reports have included Emerald's financial statements. The Shenzhen Stock Exchange may suspend trading of Great Wall stock if it cannot provide annual reports for 2 consecutive fiscal years, as it has not been able to include Emerald's financial statements in them. Great Wall Group's market cap is 2.627 billion RMB as of November 4. The company did not immediately return a request for comment. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.